95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm very happy because I got a second day of clouds. I didn't expect this. I love it. I'm so energized. I'm so happy.
It's odd to be energized by this.
It is odd.
Because the only thing that clouds for me are good for, because I love sun, clouds for me are, let's take a nap.
Right,
it makes me tired.
No, it wakes my ass up.
Really?
Which is, yeah, like yesterday, I don't know what the hell was wrong with me yesterday, but very unusual and cloudy weather. But today, I'm just like so alert and alive because it's. I guess I'm not being beaten down by the sun. Maybe I'm just.
I'm super sensitive. I don't like it bright.
By the way, Sluggo was a 911 operator. I don't know if you people know
that. Yeah, for about 35 seconds.
So we're going to play Sluggo guesses a 911 call today.
I saw that on the list. I'm like, yes. What is this?
I hope you haven't seen the story.
Nope, I don't think so. I don't know of any 911.
If you truly haven't, I think I would give you $100 for three guesses.
Of what's actually going on in the call? Oh, sweet.
Yes.
All right, well, let's make that bet. I'll give you $40 if I get it wrong.
Okay, good.
If you give me $100.
All right, I'm in. I'll take that. I was just going to give you $100. I'm an idiot. Matthew McConaughey might run for governor.
We should talk to him if that's possible. Anybody have a contact info on him? Anybody? They're shaking their heads.
Things you got away with at work.
Okay, that's good.
There was a fire safety officer that didn't show up at his work for 15 years. And got paid the whole time.
Oh, dude, did it, man. Nice.
How did he do it?
How do we do it? I want to make that happen. That's my goal.
And we'll talk to Bob Saget today.
Oh, sweet. Nice.
On the program. And we've got our 1 second of nonstop rock for $500 between now and 4 o'clock.
And this will kind of be what it sounds like. I was sampling one of our 1 second of nonstop rocks, and it sounds like a video game to me, this 1 second. Here, listen. Does that make you want to go out and play a video game or something?
Yes, but it's not a song.
That's true. Not at all. It's $500 sometime between now and 4.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon at 21 minutes after 3 o'clock.
Wow, that's a time check. I haven't had one of those in
years. It's been a while.
Yeah. 21 minutes after 3 p.m. City of Angels, 72 degrees.
In an interview in March, Matthew McConaughey said that he was thinking about running for governor of Texas.
Right on.
He said it was, quote, a true consideration.
Yeah.
And then George W. Bush did an appearance Tuesday on the Today Show, and they asked him, what if Matthew McConaughey would run for office? And George W. Bush said, politics is a tough business.
Well, I don't know what to say to that.
He says, I'm looking into it now again. What is my leadership role? Matthew McConaughey said in March, because I do have some things to teach and share. What's my role?
Oh, my gosh.
What is my category in the next chapter of my life?
Maybe he and The Rock could run together. What is with all these damn actors want to be politicians?
Look, honestly, they saw Oscar.
Yeah.
We have Matthew McConaughey on the phone, though.
What?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I want to talk to him about this. Matthew?
How you doing, fellas? How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Okay, good. So you're thinking about running for governor.
I'm thinking about it. Of course, it'll be up to the people of Texas whether they want me there or not.
What does that mean? Because you're going to have to get enough people to vote for you to be the governor.
Who wouldn't vote for him? What kind of lunatic would not vote for Matthew?
Well, there was a poll, in Texas, and they said about 45% of the people would vote for me.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my thought is...
Numbers like that, sometimes you're looking for birthday candles and you find patio lanterns.
I'm not positive what that meant.
Well, you know how it is. Sometimes you're eating a donut hole, sometimes you eat the whole donut.
Right. Right. Okay.
Can't argue that.
You have had to give some thought about what are my beliefs? What's my platform? What am I going to stand for? Because once you put that stuff out there, those numbers may change.
But I'm living a life that I've got things to teach people. I got things to say.
What do you have to teach people?
Yeah. What do you have to say?
Well, I lived life enough to know that sometimes you scrape the stucco off the outside of the apartment building and there's still only 8 units in it.
I don't know. You're going to have to do a better job of teaching that one.
I don't know. I did learn something from it, I think.
Absolutely. If you're a palm tree, sometimes you're the frond, sometimes you're the root, but still the rats are going to live there.
That's what some words. What would be your platform if you were to run away? Republican, Democrat, Independent?
Well, I don't see myself as one side or the other. I like to go right down the middle, you know, because sometimes when you're on a surfboard, the sharks are only under the water, but you got seagulls on top.
Right.
I'm glad we agree on that.
I'm just trying to make sense of it. I'm not positive exactly what you're saying. Have you talked to people in Texas, and what are your thoughts about their response to you?
I have talked to people in Texas, and they say, you know, if you're at a stoplight and turns green, you got to go forward. If you go backwards, you're talking about a bumper-to-bumper accident.
That's what they say to you?
Well, they do when I back up into them, yeah.
Would you stop your film career, or would you continue?
I think it'd be fun to actually film a movie while I was running for governor, about an actor who's running for governor of a state.
Right. So
then he wins or loses, I guess.
Right.
That is.
I haven't really written the ending yet.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have 1 second of nonstop rock on the way with worth $500 today.
It's coming up in just a few minutes.
Sluggo, when were you a 911 operator?
Let's see, late 99, early 2000.
Why did you do that?
Radio doesn't seem like a very secure job.
No, no, it's fine.
And I figured, well, I'm getting up there in age. I must have been 30-something. And, you know, sort of midlife crisis.
But how do you get to 911 operator?
I knew a couple people at the San Diego Sheriff's Department. Actually, they used to be in radio as well. And they're like, you know what, this radio thing
sucks.
That's
where radio people go to retire?
Yeah, apparently so.
All right.
And I tried to get into a couple, I can't say I tried to get in, but I went around the country to a couple different places, and I finally decided, well, I know people in San Diego.
Yeah.
I should try and get in there.
You're a 911 operator.
It took me a
year. I can't imagine being desperate in the worst moment of my life, and you answer.
Right! Thank you! That's one of the reasons I stopped. I'm like, okay, this is kind of a bad idea.
I'm not the guy you should be talking to.
I do like, one of the things they ask, are you an adrenaline junkie? And, you know, I like when things are happening and popping and like when it's crazy in here, anywhere. And you know what I mean?
You do like chaos.
I do. Yeah. And I like to ride herd on it. And I'm really good at listening to people. I can really hear what they're saying no matter what's going on generally. So they're
saying one thing and you go, I know what they really mean.
Yeah. No, your house isn't on fire. It's fine. Go
it's
back to sleep,
good.
Sir.
It's just heat.
But I wasn't there very long and I didn't run into a single emergency the whole time. San Diego's very quiet.
What?
Which is good. Yeah.
You were a 911 operator for how long?
It was about 3 months altogether.
Three months.
Yeah.
Got an emergency.
No, there wasn't anything that came into my station the whole time.
I'm going to test your skills.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to tell you two things before we start. It's a 911 call.
Right.
And I want you to identify what happened.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that it happened in Florida.
Well, right away, it's insane. So,
and I'm going to tell you that everyone worked out to be fine.
Okay. Well, that's always a good outcome.
So it was not as much of a disaster as it sounds.
Right. So clearly, I wasn't answering the phone.
When she calls 911.
Okay.
911, where is your emergency?
We're on the interstate. We're on Interstate 95. Something just came through the windshield and hit my mom in the head.
Okay.
Do I stop right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you changed the whole thing there. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so that's...
That's what came in. So she's driving on I-95, I think she said.
Yes.
Something just came through the windshield and hit her mom in the head.
That's what she said.
Okay.
The mom is 71 years old.
Okay. Am I to guess here as to what might have happened?
I'm
going to
give you three chances to guess.
Oh, and three chances altogether.
And if in those three chances you get it right, I will give you $100.
And if I get it wrong, I get to give you $40.
Correct.
For some reason, I said that.
I'm not positive why you offered that up, because I was not even demanding it.
Well, I thought it was funny to come in under $100, even though you're going to give me $100.
No, I was going to. You were going to give me $0.
Yes. Yeah,
until
exactly.
You said $40.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
All right. Too bad. All right. So what happened?
Well, if something came through the windshield and hit mom in the head on the freeway,
right?
It's going to be something fell off a truck, I would imagine.
Okay.
That would be so. I can't guess what.
So guess number one would be something fell off a truck. Okay.
Yeah. And
let's play clip two.
Okay.
There was I don't know, something in the middle of the road. It's in my head. Okay, my mom's got to lay down. She's got so much blood coming out of her head.
Okay. I'm going to get help out there, Jay, okay? Is it in her head?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
The item that hit her, is it stuck in her head or is...
Is she has no stop? Idea. Did I stop there? Okay.
Yeah.
So something, she said she's bleeding. Hit something.
She said, yeah, something, yes.
Right.
I'm not going to help you.
No,
you
no.
$100 My money.
So
she is bleeding profusely.
Which happens when you're, any cuts on the face or the head.
She ended up fine, but.
Right.
What's your guess?
I'm going to guess like a tool of some sort. Like a, some sort of.
Maynard?
Yeah. Maynard and his tool.
He fell out of a truck?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Clip three.
Okay.
Do we know what it was that hit her?
I don't know. It looked like a piece of paper, like a paper plate. A big piece of concrete.
Okay.
Okay, I'm very confused there because she said it looked like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But then it was a piece of concrete?
It's a piece of concrete.
I don't think paper looks like concrete.
I've never seen paper looking concrete.
So what was it that came through the window and hit her in the head?
And
might still be in her head. Her daughter doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, are you saying that it wasn't a tool? Is that a wrong guess?
I am saying that.
Oh, it wasn't some sort of tool.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It is Florida.
No. Right.
Back to you.
That was good. Hint. Hmm. Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a... I'm going to go with a bird. I can't see a bird going through a windshield, though.
I don't know.
I'm not
helping you.
Mm. Should we go on?
When you're ready for the answer, you can go on.
Oh, okay.
But need your final answer before we play it.
She thought it was a piece of concrete. It came
or a paper.
Florida. It looked like paper. That's not very helpful.
No, it isn't.
Not a tool. You said it's definitely
correct.
Not a tool. Okay. Piece of concrete. I don't know. I guess I forfeit my $100.
You're so dumb for giving me 40. I'm not going to take it.
Yeah. Oh.
Listen to the answer.
Okay.
You see anything in my front seat?
A turtle in there.
A turtle?
Yeah.
An actual turtle?
It was an actual turtle.
That is
an actual turtle.
It was an actual turtle.
And it was a...
Oh, poor baby.
You know, like the size of a dinner plate?
Right.
It was bigger than that.
And how did it go flying?
I don't know.
How did it get airborne?
No one has any idea.
Listen, I'm giving you $40.
All right, I'll take it.
You would have given me $100.
So all right.
I'll give it to you. There you go.
I'll give you a chance to earn it back.
Okay.
It was a turtle.
Really? That's insane.
They don't fly, right?
No. Well, generally not.
I don't think so.
Maybe in a cartoon or something.
Literally bigger than the size of a dinner plate.
Wow.
And it was just sitting on their
and it
dashboard.
Smashed into mom.
Yes, it hit her right in the head.
Wait, it was in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, it was in the car.
No. It came through
the windshield. Hit mom.
Yes.
And then landed on their dashboard.
Yes.
Oh, poor turtle. That's really...
Turtle's fine, too.
Did they take it home and eat it? Really?
Everyone's fine.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for the $40.
You're welcome.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We're getting some questions about the turtle that we just told the story in Florida.
The flying turtle is okay.
This is the headline.
Right.
Nothing mentioned about a human being.
Right.
Turtle survives flying through windshield on I-95 near Daytona, hitting woman in the head. Says nothing about hitting the 71-year-old in the head.
Good.
The turtle is fine.
That's the good part.
So just
the turtle
to let everybody
okay.
know that.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, it's time for our 1 second of nonstop rock.
This is the 31st clip, and we kind of picked one that we think is going to be another stumper.
It got up to 6,500 yesterday.
Unbelievable.
And Patricia from Corona called and guessed that it was Queen Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and it was.
Yeah, she said she had figured out a couple of days before, but hadn't been able to get through, because you have to be caller 13.
Correct.
So that kind of
which worked in her favor because it kept going up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we picked a new clip for you.
Yep.
You have to identify the song title and the artist, and you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Here it is.
What is it? Now it's time to call. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Swaggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Warren.
Bourne?
Warren.
Jesus Warren. Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
How can we help you, sir?
Warren, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Monticello.
Okay. You are caller 13.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
Yeah. All right. So this is the first time that we've played this clip, so we're going to play it for you one more time, and then you have to tell us the song title and the artist. You can win $500. You ready?
I hope so.
All right, here you go. You're up. What is that?
I hope it's Van Halen Jump.
It is not.
No.
Although I can see why you said that.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
So there it goes, starting to climb.
$1,000 between 4 and 5. Things you got away with at work coming up, and comedian Bob Saget also on the way.
I love Bob. He's doing some live stand-up again out there, isn't he?
They are so happy. Comedians are so happy to be working again.
Gotta be, man. Gotta be.
Driven some of them crazy.
Very cool.
So we're going to talk to him just after 5 o'clock. Today, it's Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh? Do you remember that stupid commercial back in the 70s? What was it for? You know, I woke up at like 3 in the morning last night, and I can't remember the slogan, but there was some damn slogan floating around in my head as I was going to the bathroom and
ancient
getting some
Chinese secret, huh?
Weed and, like, you know, getting some water, and I couldn't get it out of my head. And I thought, I should ask Kevin.
Are you giving me a quiz now?
Yeah. Thought, you know, because...
ancient Chinese secret,
if I was like, suffered through the stupid slogan in the middle of the night last night.
It's toothpaste.
No. It was laundry.
Just a wild guess.
Okay. Calgon.
Would it never come up with that?
Yeah, and they later went on to take me away, Calgon, but it was the guy that came into the shop, and she was saying,
ancient Chinese, gotcha.
Yeah,
but these commercials, I would think, are failures if you remember the slogan, but not the product.
I think so, too. Although, you know, it is amazing. That happens to me a lot. I'll have some slogan stuck in my head. For example, good to the last drop. Which coffee was that for?
Good to the last drop is Nescafe.
Come on. Anyway, use it on the callers. I'll use it on you.
What was it?
Maxwell House, actually. And I think that was a complete failure. Here's one from 1966, but it went on for quite a few years. Fly the Friendly Skies.
United.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, we need a ding, ding, ding. But here's a harder one.
You shouldn't be so surprised. All right, I'm 1 and 2.
That ties into the last one. The only way to fly.
Delta.
I had to look that up, sort of, but not really.
What do you mean, sort of?
No, sort of. It was actually Western Airlines. That's who used it, and then Delta bought Western Airlines, and they sort of stuck with it. But that wasn't. It was
so at the time they weren't owned by Delta,
right?
Okay, wrong. Yeah, then.
Exactly. Oh,
all right. 1 and 3.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing. This drops back to 1972.
Can't believe I ate the whole thing.
You see that large guy sitting on his bed in the middle of the night?
That's what she said. I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. See, this is it. I mean, you know, you remember that phrase.
Pizza?
What the hell did it go to?
I can't even get the amount of the type of food or whatever it is.
Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Yep, ate the whole thing. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, one out of five.
It's everywhere you want to be. This is 1985.
It's everywhere you want to be.
Yeah.
See, this is why I couldn't win any radio game.
I know. I'm not good at these. I would not. You know, I would not remember most of these either.
It's
like,
everywhere
I saw the
you
want to
be. What could be that?
Yeah.
It's everywhere you want to be. A phone company? No. What year?
1985.
Everywhere you want to be.
It's everywhere you want to be. It's like basically,
I don't know.
You can go in there and use your Visa card.
Visa.
Yeah, that was Visa.
All right, 1 for 6.
Yeah. One more for you. Strong enough for a man,
but made for a woman.
Right? Now, who the hell was it?
That would be deodorant.
Yeah, but who?
So that's a win. 2 out of 6. Which one was it?
Secret. Deodorant. Secret. Oh. Yeah. I would have never remembered that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Pat Boone covered that song, Pathway Bicycle Path to Heck. Was the original one he'd come up with.
What kinda a terrible
nice.
Idea.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It's not kind of nice. We're going to take your calls on things you got away with at work based on this story. Hospital fire safety officer took a salary for 15 years.
Yeah.
Despite never turning up for work in Italy.
Wow. Wait, so he was still employed, but he just never went.
They paid him for 15 years.
And he never bothered showing up.
He showed up one day in 2005, and that's when he signed his work contract.
That is a goal. That's a dream.
And then at that point, just stopped showing up. Never showed up for
that's
15
beautiful.
Years.
How did they even catch the error?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
An Italian hospital safety officer nicknamed the King of Absenteeism.
Truth.
Which, by the way, I don't even know if that's true. Like, he never showed up.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Has been accused of taking a salary 15 years without ever showing up for work.
That rules.
He was only seen at the hospital once when he signed the deal. He's been charged with aggravated extortion, fraud, and abuse of office.
Aggravated extortion?
Yes.
No. Fraud? Absolutely. I mean, if he's still taking a check. Yeah, but wow.
It was about 500,000 pounds.
Woo!
Over the 15 years.
That's awesome.
It gets a little darker.
Of course, yeah.
Smidge darker. Sure. He allegedly threatened the directors of the hospital by telling them their relatives would be hurt.
Oh.
If they turned him in.
Oh, all right. Extortion, 100%.
Extortion.
Yeah, aggravated. Absolutely. Damn, dude.
He was fired last September, has been charged with aggravated extortion, fraud, and abuse of office. And this is the weirdest line in the article to me. Another 57 employees supposedly working at the hospital have been fired recently for not showing up.
Who's not paying any attention?
57?
57.
I mean, I can see at a hospital one.
Yeah.
I can see that one. Slipping through the cracks
for 15 years. Years. I don't know. Yeah.
57 wow. Others.
What?
Just didn't show up.
Dude, I'll be here tomorrow, by the way.
I don't know
for sure
what's happening, but our costs are going through the roof. Six of his supervisors are under investigation.
What?
For sort of allowing this to go on.
Wow. So, what did he have on him?
I don't know. I mean, he threatened their families.
Yes, exactly.
That's basically what he did.
Right.
But
bizarre.
I don't expect to get a better answer than that.
Yeah.
But you got away with something at work. 15 years.
Yeah.
Is impossible to even understand.
Yeah. Or beat.
So it was 2005 to 2020.
Wow.
It's not bad.
Wow. Except for the extortion part, he's my hero. Except for that.
Except for the aggravated extortion part?
Yeah, that's no good.
All right, so what did you get away with at work? Maybe you took more days in vacation than you had?
Right. Or something.
There were a couple of years at the other place when they weren't really keeping track that closely of vacation
days.
Oh, yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
So then we were just...
You know, I've always sort of considered getting to play loud rock at work.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's crazy. What a weird job.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you also need days off to rest.
Yes. Right? I'll be needing one of those tomorrow.
Because playing music is real.
It is a rough
straining.
Job. It's tough.
All right, so 818-955-KLOS if you got away with something at work. 818-955-KLOS. Half hour from now, we're going to talk to Bob Saget. We've got our 1 second of nonstop raw coming up in about 10 minutes. Right now, we're talking about things that you got away with at work. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I got a story for you guys.
Yes, you got away with something at work?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
One of my coworkers came up to me while I was pumping gas in one of my work trucks, and he started talking mad crap.
Right?
And I doused him with gas.
Whoa.
What?
Yep.
What kind of nonsense is that?
And then did your boss slap you on the back, say, good job, well done?
Well, he wasn't supposed to approach me. He was out of place. So I got away with it.
Okay, I have so many questions. Why was he not supposed to approach you?
Yeah, why wasn't he supposed to be near you?
We had an outside legal battle, and his attorney was supposed to speak to my attorney, but he chose to take the different route, and then he came up to me and spoke to me.
And then you doused him in gasoline.
Well, because he had some words that he shouldn't have used.
Right.
You didn't have a match on you then, huh?
No, I wish.
Right? You could have murdered him.
That would have been great.
Right?
Right on. Well, I guess I shouldn't ask what place you work for. I mean, I'm going to go there and work and douse people with gasoline.
That's crazy.
Get away with it. Hi, KLOS.
Hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
You got away with something at work?
Well, I did not, but my wife, she got away with something. And she was employed. They let her go. She was laid off. And then they forgot to remove her from the payroll.
Yay!
Wow.
Yeah. So she was getting salary for about 4 or 5 months, and then they found out, and they said that, sorry, it was our bad. We did a mistake, so you're all good. You don't want anything. Go on and kill it.
Hold up.
That's awful.
Wait, they didn't say our bad, but you need to pay us back?
No, yeah, they said that it's our mistake. You're not going to receive anything. Don't expect that you're going to receive any more paycheck. But we don't want whatever we gave you back. So
wow. Wow. Yeah. I love that place. That's awesome.
I want to work at that place.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Is this Kevin?
Hey, yes, it is.
What's up, Kevin? What's up, Sligo?
What's happening, man?
We're talking about people who got away with stuff at work.
Worked at Disneyland for about 2 years as a custodial. I smoked weed.
everywhere in that place.
I just read someone said that they had gone into Disneyland and they were on acid and they walked up to Goofy and Goofy knew, or they thought Goofy knew that they were on acid, and he said, I'm sorry, man, I'm really tripping right now. And Goofy looked him in the eyes and said, me too. And walked off.
Oh,
wait, is that true? Or is that
that's what they said. No, it was, yeah.
But when I was there, the best place we used to smoke pot was above the Indiana Jones ride, mm-hmm. where when you would go in and you would tug on the rope,
yep.
and the guy would say, hey, don't tug on the rope up there.
Right. So up there is where you guys would hang out?
Yeah. You couldn't see us because the lights were shining down. So we're up above there, and we're just smoking pot. No big deal. You know?
I gotta say, I kind of respect it.
That's what happens when Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl get together. Easy sleazy. During the KLOS free ride, it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy and sleazy.
Speaking of easy, mm-hmm. we should give away $1,000.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. So we've only played this clip one time before, last hour.
Yep.
And we're going to play it for you again, and then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and tell us the song title and the artist, and you will get $1,000.
$1,000 if you know what this is. Are you ready? What was that? 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Jeff from Simi.
Hey, Jeff from Simi.
You're caller 13.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello?
Hello, Led Zeppelin.
Okay,
hold on. We're going to play it for you.
Hold up.
And then you tell us the name of the song and who it is for $1,000. So you seem to think you know what it is, huh?
No, I just don't know. Go for it.
Huh? Okay.
What? Hey, you're a little confused today. That's awesome. Good for you, sir. All right, here you go. What is that?
The Police.
The Police? What song?
Ghost in the Machine.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Sorry. But enjoy your afternoon. Sounds like you are. That's a good thing. Have a good rest of your day. And it's $1,500 now between 5 and 6. Yeah.
All right. Happy 422, everybody.
The sequel.
Rock. Yeah. During that song, Bob Saget told us that's the only song that he can make love to. And I think that's true.
That's a beautiful thing. I listen to it 4 or 5 times a day.
How you been, Bob?
Really good. Really good. I'm happy to be able to say that. I've been back and performing, which is it's different, and people really want it. And I didn't know how much I love it, and I've never loved stand-up more, I don't think, in my life, because to be able to get out and hear laughter and see people enjoying themselves, and I'm not talking about politics or anything. You know, I'm just trying to have fun with people. And
what was it like when you... Things.
I do want to ask you about the difference between introverts and extroverts, because Sluggo really hasn't changed much. He likes to stay home.
Yeah, right. This has been pretty easy for me overall. Yes. Yeah, this time. Right.
So you were always in quarantine pretty much?
Pretty much, yeah, yes. Yeah. Much of the human race,
the
they're very happy
about it. The world just bent to Sluggo's rules for a little while. But
well,
you're not that
every
way.
Every time I run into you, Sluggo, you've always had a mask on. So.
That's true.
You have that whole eyes wide shut thing going for a while.
But Bob, you've been, you know, you go to dinner 6 nights a week, I think.
I love going to dinner,
yeah.
And that's one of the things that I have missed the most. But I've been going to dinner in socially distant ways that they're doing it in mm-hmm. places, and I've been enjoying it. And my wife and I, Kelly, were in San Francisco. I did a show on 420 on a rooftop with a bunch of stone people, and I performed with a bunch of other comedians, and it just felt good, you know? I got a contact high, and I'm back now.
Okay, good. We talked to a bunch of people today who sounded like they still weren't back yet.
Yeah.
No, there are people that are not.
Bit of a hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah. That went to that thing?
Yes.
Oh my God, it was interesting. But and now I'm back and doing the Irvine Improv. I'm opening it.
This is the grand reopening of the Irvine Improv.
I was supposed to do the drive-in, and then that was like a week ago, would have been, or more. And
really?
Then they said, no, we're not doing the drive-in. We want you to open the place. So my buddy Mike Young, who's wonderful, is going to be there with me, and we're doing it. And it seats like almost 500 people, but it's going to be about I guess a couple hundred, but Saturday's already sold out, and then I guess tomorrow night's the only night we got tickets for. But
Bob's not good on Fridays, you guys. Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's Shabbat. But I love every set. It's unbelievable. You know, sometimes I'll do a gig and they'll say, well, because I opened the Hard Rock in Atlantic City last Saturday, and they said, you'll do two shows instead of one. I'm in a 7,000-seat room with 1,000 people each show, sold out.
Wow. What does that feel like? I mean, does it seem like, you know, you haven't sold out the show? Does it take a minute?
Not at all.
Yeah,
not
good.
At all. Actually, it's the least amount of pressure I've ever had.
Oh, wow. Right.
Like, wow, I sold out. And I went, yeah, look at it. It's full. And you know what? The laughs were... They wanted to be there so bad.
Right, I'm sure.
I can see that. You're rooting for the performer, yes, because you're dying to have fun
as well.
It's been
so long. How long has it been since you did an actual show? When was the one last one? Do you remember?
The last one, I did one private show, and by that I don't mean like in a strip club. I did some business thing that was done very safe. But before that, it was in Ohio for Dave Chappelle. He was having his summer camp.
All right.
I was Dave had me come in, and it was Chris Tucker, Chris Spencer, Louis C.K., Darnell, and Michelle Wolf, and I loved it so much. It was like being jettisoned out into the world again, and then it kind of shut down for a longer period of time, and then I'm back.
So you know? For the Irvine Improv, tickets available for Friday, Saturday sold out. Is it? How is it going to look? Do you have to wear masks? Is there food? Is there booze?
There's food and drink. So as they do on airplanes, which is the silliest scientific theory, which is everyone take off your mask to eat and drink.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, whatever. I'm like, okay.
You're far enough away, so if somebody flies out of somebody's nose, it doesn't land in your nachos, you know?
I mean, that's the best news, yeah.
Yeah,
and most people, my audiences seem to be vaccinated. And if not, they've had it, or they think they won't get it, because they're just impenetrable. They're superhuman. They're made of, I don't know, Legos. But I'm fully vaccinated, but it doesn't mean you can't carry it, apparently. I don't know what the science is. I just know that I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, something about it, it's not going to send you to the hospital if you get it, but you might still get it after you've been vaccinated both times or whatever.
Right, and I've got a lot of COVID merch. No, I don't.
You should. That's probably a good idea.
A Bob Saget mask.
Yeah.
Antibody test. But I'm just really so thankful to be able to have the opportunity to go back.
Sure.
And to not take it for granted, and also be safe in how I'm doing it, too, and want them to be safe, even whether they want to observe or not. It's the standards of going there. You have to follow their guidelines.
Yeah. Right. Did you find any new hobbies while we were all shut down? Did you find you were talented at something?
I didn't know I would go through so many cases of baby oil, but I actually, my podcast, which has my name in it, Bob Saget's Here For You, mm-hmm. has been taking up a bit of time. I went to the Cayman Islands and filmed a movie.
Oh, wow.
I was in a movie with some really talented people, Joel David Moore, Jason Jones, Carly Chaykin, and Mary Lynn Rice Cub, and some other... Iggy Pop
what?
Is the name that I think you would like.
Okay. Yeah, did he have a shirt on any time at all?
He wore a shirt.
He did?
What?
Wow.
Tan is better than ever.
Of course.
I saw anything like it.
Of course it is.
He had a matching briefcase that went with it. And he was delightful. I didn't have any scenes with him because he dies early on. Spoiler alert. But it's a comedy, dark comedy of murder and wanting to kill one of your siblings.
Excellent.
To get the money. And I really enjoyed it. And look, we went into 16 days of quarantine to make it.
Wow.
With a guard outside the door.
Wow.
One young lady, not on our party, but one person went and broke quarantine, and she went literally for 3 months into prison. They put her in jail there. There's
Holy
no
cow.
COVID in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, is that right?
Wow. So anybody that doesn't believe in the science, I'm sorry, there's no COVID there, but it's strict. But it's only 75,000 people, and a lot of them, I think, have... I don't know. It's weird
for you to leave this society and go to a place where there's no COVID.
Yeah.
There's no COVID, and you're in quarantine, so you get a little bitchy, but then when you get out, it's like, I'm not wearing a mask.
So, as usual, the Cayman Islands are paradise.
It was amazing. It was beautiful. And their money is like a Bitcoin. It's shiny. I don't know what it means. I don't know what they're... But it's real. And I got to be with people and work with wonderful people. And then come back to a more of a different world. And I just want the world to... we all want the same thing.
It is funny. Everybody is dying for the same thing. You want to get on stage. They want you to get on stage because they want life to be normal again as well.
Yep. It's so meaningful. And, you know, some people go, oh, one guy, just one guy on Twitter goes, oh, he's being sincere, like he cares. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not possible. There's never a moment.
Nancy.
Celebrities don't care, Bob.
Yeah. No, they just want to be, and I understand them being mad and disgruntled, you know, because everybody's been told what to do. And whether, no matter what you believe, nobody wants to.
No, no, it sucks for people who believe it, too.
Yeah, it sucks for everybody.
Yeah.
But to be able to get out and do it means it's happening, it's starting, and I get to do it, damn.
Right.
And I get to tell jokes that hopefully I always, my opening is the same, which is, I'll just give it away, which is I don't want to offend anybody, so good night. I mean, what am I going to do?
I mean, that is pretty much your only option.
People take everything I say wrong anyway. If you read it in print or see old clips from 30 years ago, I'm doomed. But, but you know I've got a heart of gold. In fact,
of course,
it takes me to the bottom of the pool. I'm making earrings out of my heart. I'm going to try four versions until someone out there laughs in their car.
Bob,
this is the time they're driving where they can let one fly in the car.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? Yes.
Yes.
I would think.
All right, so there are tickets available for tomorrow night. Where do people go for the Irvine Improv?
Yeah, I guess they do that. It's a Slack. Or you can go to bobsaget.com and just hit the button. Just go to
Bob Saget and hit the button.
Hit that button.
Hit that button, and it'll just take you to tomorrow night. And then it's a nice drive. It's not even far now because of traffic being kind of... Well, people are working, though. Friday night, they are. Yeah, but then you guys find it. You're in studio, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. It's amazing. And you practice safe everything? You wear body condoms?
Yeah.
Listen, I had it twice, and we've been vaccinated. Yeah. We're ready to go.
Yeah,
100%. You did have it. Yeah, that's right. And I got vaccinated. I did the drive-in where you put your butt out the window.
Oh, nice.
Give the arm. And what's so weird is everybody recognized me. And I didn't even... They never saw my face.
I know that butt.
Right. So apparently it's been in post offices everywhere. Except that joke doesn't work because we haven't been in a post office for a year and a half.
You're going to have to retool everything.
Everything's getting... Including that.
All right. Bob Saget is at the grand reopening of the Irvine Improv this weekend. You can get tickets for tomorrow night's show at bobsaget.com. My friend, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you.
I miss you. I can't wait to see you guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, 3 to 7 p.m. Yesterday at this time, I was talking about my email.
Yes.
And how I was getting really pummeled by companies that I used to donate to, charities and whatnot.
One of them actually had the nerve, because you hadn't donated in a while, to say to you, we're very disappointed in you, Kevin.
Yes.
What a thing to say.
I can't get my head around that either.
Yeah.
So then I went down to the bottom of the email and I clicked unsubscribe, which I've done several times in the last week or month.
Go to the next screen and say, no, don't keep sending me things.
Yeah.
It takes you. Yeah,
follow
you do that.
Through.
Yeah, I stopped doing it.
So yesterday I was asking, because it seems like it not only has it not cut down on it, it seems to have
increased. Right.
So yesterday I was asking, is that unsubscribe thing actually for unsubscribing, or is it something that says, hey,
this guy actually answers his email. Send him more stuff.
I'm an idiot human,
right,
and I'm here with an idiot working email address,
right,
and then they start sending all their friends stuff.
Yeah, like, oh, this guy might answer, actually.
So we have somebody on the phone who tweeted and said that, well, he doesn't want to say his name, so we're going to call him Cindy Crawford. Cindy said that she's done this for a living.
Oh, your job is to deal with subscriptions and getting people to answer emails and that sort of thing?
That's exactly correct. I do email marketing, so I'm very familiar with this field.
Okay.
How long have you been doing it, Cindy?
I've been doing it for almost 10 years now.
You know, this is not Ralph, by the way, or someone else.
No,
this is a real human.
It's a real human,
for once.
Doesn't want us to give his name,
calling
him Cindy.
Yeah.
So the unsubscribe button.
Yeah, talk to us about that.
Because my response to that tweet was probably 50-50. From people saying, oh, no, it absolutely unsubscribes you. And then other people saying, no, you're just telling them it was both answers.
So it was right down the middle, basically.
Pretty much 50-50.
Huh, that's interesting.
All right, so the real answer is that it should unsubscribe you. So functionally and legally, especially in the United States, we have a law called CAN-SPAM, and they have to be able to give you the ability to opt out of an email communication or an email list when you click that button and tell them, hey, I don't want anything else from you. But now that I'm hearing that this was because of donations, there's something where a single company or a legal entity will take that and they have 10 days to remove you from their list if you opt out. But that being said, a lot of charities and political organizations will just share you with the next one down the road. So when you say, hey, sign me up for marketing communications, you're actually signing up for the potential to be on anybody's list. So this could be multiple legal entities.
Wow.
Sign out of one.
Wow.
They can just send you right over to the other one. Yeah.
How can you tell the difference?
So usually it's in the terms of conditions, you know, like the
oh, yeah. Oh, the 420.
I read all those.
Yeah, yeah. Those 420 pages of tiny print. Right.
Give me the shorthand answer. How can I tell?
Yeah, so there really is no way to tell. Sometimes on the unsubscribe page, it'll let you know, like, who the parent company or the parent organization is, and you can sign out through their website, and usually they'll have a box where you can uncheck most of them. So, again, this is legal. In 10 business days, if you unsubscribe, they have to take you off. But to your other point is they don't just do that to see if you're there, because they can actually see if you're opening your email. So you don't even have to. If you're clicking an opening, they could see that before you even opt out.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, so I'm not telling them that I'm an active email user because they already know that from the fact that I opened it.
They already know that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And how many would you say, like, with your experience, you know, do they actually sell the information, like Kevin's email, or just hand it out to people that
people
they're visiting
the
with? Yeah, hey, look at this guy. He'll answer your email. I mean, how much does it go out, do you think, your email address?
Yeah, so it really depends on the companies you trust. Major companies are pretty good about not selling your data, but there are data brokers out there. So there are companies out there that, you know, again, in the terms and conditions, say, hey, we'll share this with our third-party partners. Some companies are really tight about who their third-party partners are. Some of them will, if you give them the right to sell it to a third party and they don't explicitly tell you who that third party is or, you know, what type of partners they have, that could really go to anybody. Gmail and Yahoo are really good about catching, you know, who's a spammer and who's a legit company. And we have to deal with things like IP and domain reputations all the time to make sure, you know, Gmail says, okay, this came from that company. We know they're legit. We
right.
know that their list is pretty
right.
healthy. They'll send it to your inbox, but other companies will get sent to your spam folder.
Yeah. Also, you said that that's laws in the United States that kind of cover and help people that way. But I mean, what about the rest of the countries that can certainly email to us here? I mean, what kind of rules do they have?
Yeah, so I mean, some of them, it's like there are no rules. But
right.
Again, Gmail and stuff like that will be pretty good about finding it. Now, U.S. is kind of in a weird place. So U.S. actually doesn't require you to opt into email communications very often. Sometimes if they share with third party, then you can get an email from them. Canada and Europe, Western Europe mainly, have two different policies. One is called CASA, one is GDPR, that actually requires that you opt in explicitly, and then they'll confirm that opt-in with you again, and they can't email you until then. And then if you want to opt out, you can either say, hey, I don't want emails from you, or I want you to delete my whole customer record.
Oh, I like that one, yeah.
All right, so in your opinion, a lot of other people just said, I just tell it that it's spam so that my email program filters it out.
Yeah.
Is that better, or should I try to go the unsubscribe route?
Either of them should work. If you unsubscribe or if you, you know, hit the spam button, they'll both send it back to the email service provider to let them know this is not something you want anymore.
Really?
You should take it off your list. Again, this might not happen at the top of the organization. So if the organization is sharing, like, with a bunch of political parties or candidates or something like that, it might not work. So you might want to play with your email filters. But, yeah, this is a big problem if you donate to a political organization or another organization that likes to share with, you know, kind of everybody under the umbrella.
Sons of bitches.
Kevin has important pornography to look at, and it keeps getting in his way.
All right. Well, so there's no real great answer because...
It's sort of what we expected, but not quite as insidious,
yeah.
Apparently. It seems like they are trying to... I mean, the 10-day thing is interesting. Do they do a lot of, we got 10 days to make this happen. We better sell it or move it around or whatever in that time? Or do they really try and shut it down right away?
Yeah, obviously they don't want to lose the customer, so if they can move it around, they'll do that. And, I mean, there's legitimate companies that do that, too. So a lot of the blanket big corporations will actually consist of, like, every line of business will be its own legal entity. And if you opt out of one, you might get an email from another.
Right. So that's right. Nonsense.
Yeah.
You can't win.
Yeah, you can't win.
But
yeah.
There is something that's usually called like a family of business or family of companies opt-out, which will include opting out of all of those. So you might want to search for something like that. A lot of these political organizations are not too tech-savvy or... they don't really have the means to do that, so they're just kind of doing everything the old school way, and probably you're on an Excel sheet or something like that. But
right.
Look for, family of business or unsubscribe all type of action, and that should get you off everything.
Well, Cindy Crawford, I've always enjoyed all of your work, and I'm very pleased that you've moved into this tech end of your career. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, beauty doesn't last forever.
Right? Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, dude. Thanks.
Thank you.
Right on. Take care. I'm sorry. Bob Saget was talking about getting back on stage, and he was terribly excited about it. We talked to him today on the air. But Billy Idol also planning some live shows in Vegas in October.
In October?
Yeah, it's a little ways off, but it should be,
a lot
clearer.
A little ways off is good.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
I'm in.
Yep.
That's it for myself and Sluggo. If you would check out my podcast, I would appreciate it. It's Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's basically just a podcast all about positive stories.
And tomorrow, our precious little 1 second of Dodge Dob Rock is worth $2,000.
Correct.
Nice.
See you then.
All right, I'm going to go home and pet the kitty. See ya. I was on this day in rock in 1957 when Elvis Presley had his custom-built music gates installed at Graceland. It was on this day in rock in 1966 when Bruce Springsteen and his band, the Castiles, won third place at a Battle of the Bands show at a roller rink in New Jersey. The Who began filming the movie version of Tommy on this day in rock in 1974. The very first thing they filmed, Tina Turner and her acid queen bit.